News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Overcrowding, inadequate food provision, lack of private space and restricted family life are systemic issues with accommodation being provided to asylum seekers. That's according to the migrants' rights organisation Durrus, whose CEO John Lennon joins me now. John, what is it that you have found in terms of the quality of accommodation being provided?
Good morning. Well, first of all, I just want to explain that there are currently 307 IPAS centres in operation. 35 of those were subject to HICWA inspections last year. Excuse me. And the other 90% were not. These are classified as emergency. They remain, said, largely unexamined. They're weakly regulated, effectively outside the control of independent oversight. And this is despite the fact that this emergency accommodation provides for the majority of people who are seeking international protection, which is about 25,000 people. We found, as you say, that this is a system that's characterized by inconsistency, insecurity, structural problems. Residents' experiences differ depending on where they get placed, on who manages the centre, how well trained the staff are, and the availability of local services. And the main problem here is the absence of enforceable standards, the lack of routine inspections. This is essentially leading to the situation where the congregated living that people are in is negatively impacting on the people living in direct provision. As you say, we found overcrowding, lack of privacy, inadequate food provision.
And what kind of facilities are these? Are these hotels that we're talking about?
So these vary. And the accommodation has varies from hotels, hostels. In some cases, military grade tents have been used as accommodation for people. Back during the 2022-2023, the government brought into operation this emergency accommodation in addition to their longer-term contracted accommodation for IPAS facilities. But the problem is that that has become institutionalized, it's become embedded, and this so-called emergency accommodation has become the norm. We've had 257 so-called emergency centers that are not inspected, and there's no oversight of at present.
Obviously, John, there's two potential solutions. One is you reduce the need for that quantum of accommodation by processing asylum seekers faster. The other is that you provide better accommodation. Which is it that you think is the solution?
Yeah, well, the first thing we want to see is enforceable standards. We want to see independent inspection. We want to see accessible remedies to issues as they arise across all centres, not just the 10% that HICWA is inspecting. We also call for a decisive shift away from the reactive emergency-driven responses, going towards a more coherent rights-based reception framework. Emergency accommodation should only be used as a measure of last resort if there's an unforeseeable surge in demand. The state needs to prioritise non-congregated, self-contained accommodation models, supporting privacy, family life, autonomy, okay, and integration, recognising the devastating impact that congregated setting has on families and children in particular.
John, thank you very much. John Lennon, CEO of Migrants Rights Organisation. Durrus, 53106. If you want to get in touch with the show, or you can get us on 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.